Recording.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Blind Cool Tech podcast. My name is Melissa Rowe, and today I have a program that I would like to show you, and I hope you'll enjoy it. The program is called Loud Talks, and it is a voice chat program. You can chat with people online, either one-on-one, privately, or in groups or channels. We're first going to go to the Loud Talks website. I'm going to show you how to or where to download the program, as well as we are going to take a brief look at the Quick Start Guide. Then we're going to launch the program and log into my account. Then I'm going to show you the menus and various options that this program has to offer. And after that, we'll be using the program and actually transmitting and talking with one person or a few people that are actually behind the idea of this podcast. So we'll get to meet them. Finally, the Loud Talks client is also available for Windows Mobile. So I will be taking the mobile client, and I do have it already installed on my phone. I will be demonstrating the mobile client using the HTC Ozone with Talks from Verizon. And that will be the scope of the podcast. So let's get started. The website is loudtalks.com. So let's go there.
Start menu, 1 of 8, to navigate, press up or down arrow, I, internet, 1 of 8, I.
Internet, so let's hit enter on internet. We need to give Firefox a chance to load.
Title is Goldwave. Firefox updated Mozilla Firefox.
All right, Firefox updated.
Virtual PC cursor. Firefox up.
All right, we're going to
Firefox updated Mozilla Firefox. Search book.
Go into the address bar, and we're going to type in loudtalks.com. Loudtalks.com.
50%. Loudtalks and push to talk over internet Mozilla Firefox. Loudtalks and push to talk over internet. Page Loudtalks.
Loud Talks push to talk over internet. All right, so let me take you over to the download page. All you got to do is just insert F7.
Loud Talks and push to talk over internet. Links list dialog. Links list view. /1 of 31. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Hit D for download.
Download. Loud Talks and push to talk over internet. Mozilla Firefox. Download. Loud Talks and push to talk over home.
Okay, now we are on the Loud Talks home or download page.
Creator. Download. Keep talking. Download. Loud. Download. Keep talking. Download. Loud Talks Lite.
Download Loud Talks Lite. This is for Windows.
Blend. Get Loud Talks to experience the new way of internet communication. It's free and contains no viruses, ads, or malware. Blend. Link download. Blend. Ver 0.9.0.70 for Windows /line 1532 KB. Blend. Loud Talks works on Windows 2000, XP, Vista, Windows 7, and Linux using. Link wine.
Oh, so it works for Windows, it works for Linux, and
subscribe to our link RSS feed. Or link Twitter updates to learn about new releases and supported platforms. Blend. Heading level 41. Save the file.
Now it gives you instructions. You want to save the file.
Heading level 42. Run installation wizard.
Run installation wizard.
Heading level 43. When the wizard is complete, Loud Talks starts automatically.
When the wizard is complete, Loud Talks starts automatically. So that's just basically how it works. Downloading and installing the file is a piece of cake. All you got to do is just install it if you like. You've installed other programs. When the program does come up and starts, it's going to have a sign up wizard, and you will create your own account. I did notice that I had to create a separate account for my Windows Mobile because it also put me in a sign up wizard. But hey, life goes on, so I've got two separate accounts. All right.
Visit the link Quick Start Guide.
There is the link to the Quick Start Guide. We'll click on that. Or before that, let me show you something else.
Blend. Other platforms. Blend. Link Windows Mobile.
That is where you will go to the Windows Mobile download page, and you have two options. You can either install via ActiveSync, or you can download the .cab file and copy it to your mobile device, which is what I did. I installed it, and it's installed on my storage card. Alrighty, let's go back to the
Blend, other platforms. Land. Visit link quick start guide.
Quick start guide. And it's very accessible. I'm not going to go through the entire guide.
Heading level 4.
Okay, wait, let's go to the top.
Getting started, heading level 4.
Getting started.
List of 4 items. 1. Visit link download and install LoudTix software. 2. Make sure that you have a microphone and speakers or headphones attached to your PC. Microphone and speakers built into your laptop are fine. That's what we use with LoudTix every day.
So it's just basically telling you, make sure that your software, that the software is downloaded and installed. And it's also telling you to have a microphone and speakers for this.
3. Select echo in your contacts list. Push up 7 button and speak. While holding it, release the button and your message will be sent back to you.
Okay, so it's telling you how to test the program, which we'll be doing that in just a few moments here. So there's that, and...
4. Use tools, add a contact menu command to add some friends and start talking. List and more detailed introduction, including screenshots, is available in this blog post.
All right, so the guide is basically telling you exactly how to do things, and there is a how do I heading, and it's got some things underneath there, like how do you add a friend to your contact list, how do you blah, 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 you know. So continue looking at that user guide, because it's going to be very helpful for you. And it's pretty detailed, but it does say stuff like mouse click and all that stuff. I just started using the program today, so I don't know everything about this program, but somebody does know it more than I do. In fact, he was the one who needed someone to do a Blind Cool Tech podcast, and that's when I offered to do it. So in any event, we are going to get out of this. So we're going to Alt F4. I'm going to quit. All right. So now we're going to go to our desktop.
Desktop folder view list view, gold wave 49.
And we're going to hit L for loud talks.
LoudTix.
And it says LoudTix. That's just the way JAWS pronounces it. So I have it set to automatically log into my account. You can do that, or you can just
opt to
enter your password. Now it's logging me in right now. So give it just a
moment.
Okay, now it has put me on my contact list, and it says Clango disconnected. Now, why does it say disconnected? Well, that's because Clango is not a person. It is a channel on the Loud Talks, and we'll be connecting to that channel in a few moments. If I down arrow.
List view, Clango users online, echo available. Clango users online, 10.
Oh, it connected me automatically. There is a connect automatically option. So there are 10 people on the Clango channel. If you do not use Clango, I strongly recommend that you do get the Clango software. It's a nice community. It has a wonderful media player. It's great. So I would totally recommend going to Clango.net. So a few of these people are the ones responsible for the podcast, and so we'll be talking with them in a few moments. Let's down arrow.
Echo available.
Echo available. Now what that is it's on my contact list, and that is a way that you can test the Loud Talks and make sure that it's working. Let's down arrow.
Pitsiok at home.
And Pitsiok or Pitsiok, I do not know exactly how he pronounces that, but you notice that he has a status text, and it says at home. Well, we're going to cover how to set your status text also. He was the one who's been using Loud Talks for the past, 2 or 3 months, and he says he really loves it. It is an accessible program. He's also been in contact with the person who made this program, and this person apparently is encouraging more blind people to check it out. This is a free program, by the way. It does not cost you a dime. All right, before we get into actually transmitting anything, I'm going to go into the menu and show you the different options we have if you hit the Alt key.
Status, to move from items, press up or down arrow.
We have your status menu, so you have
menu, sign in unavailable, to navigate, press up or down arrow.
Sign in unavailable. I need to readjust. Okay, sorry about that. So we have sign in.
Sign out.
Sign out.
Exit.
Exit.
Sign in available.
And we have sign in avail- unavailable. So let's right arrow.
History dot 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 H.
And so I think this is the view menu. So we have history,
normal, N.
Normal,
compact, C.
And compact. I don't know what compact means.
History dot 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 H.
Now, our history, what it will do is it, if you hit enter on this, it will take you into another list, and it's going to have a list of all your messages that were transmitted. You can play them, you can delete them, whatever you want to do in that history window. Let's right arrow.
Add a contact, dot, 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 A.
We're in your tools menu now. We have add a contact, which is pretty self-explanatory.
Delete selected contacts, SD.
Delete selected contacts.
Create a group, dot, 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 D.
Create a group. Now you can put contacts into a group and talk to all of them at once.
Add a channel, dot, 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 A.
Adding a channel is not the same thing as a group. What this is it will allow you to enter a channel name, search for it on the Loud Talks network, and connect to it, and talk to whoever is online on that channel at the time. So that's something else.
Create a channel, dot, 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 C.
Now, create a channel will allow you to create a channel, and other people on the Loud Talks network will be able to join and talk with you on that. So that's why I said it's kind of like a Skype and a Ventrilo, a combination of both, because you can talk privately or channels and groups and all that stuff. So that's fun.
Change password, dot, 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 C.
Change password. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Sign up, dot, 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 S.
Sign up.
Options, dot, 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 O.
Options. We'll be going into the options in a minute.
Add a contact, dot, 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 A.
There's add a contact.
Help, dot, 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 H.
There's help.
Report a problem, dot, 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 R.
Report a problem.
About Loud Talks, dot, 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 A.
About Loud Talks.
Help, dot, 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 H.
And that's it for the help menu.
Sign in available, I.
Okay, we're back at your status menu. So we want to go back to tools.
History, dot, add a contact, dot, options, dot, dot, dot. Leaving menus, list view, busy icon home, free of free, to move the items, use the arrow keys, interface, Loud Talks options, dialog, display notification while sending message, check box, check, to clear check mark, press space bar,
display notification while sending a message, and there's some general options here.
Display notification while receiving message, check box, check, to clear, change status to away when idle, check box, not check, to check press, allow multiple instances of the program, check box, check, to clear, language combo box, English, 2 of 13, to change the updates combo box, download automatically, 1 of 3, to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
So it's got like English updates, download automatically, and you know, we tab through these.
Okay button to activate, press space, cancel button to activate, press
space bar. It's your general options dialog. But here's what's different about it.
Button to activate, 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 display notification.
Okay, you notice that I tabbed and it kept saying button, 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 button. There are 5 areas in these options, and instead of having a multi-tab dialog box or a list where you can select from general and blah, 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 each button takes you to a certain area. So let's
Button, cancel button, activate, press space bar.
Okay, the first button, if you hit that, that will take you to the first options that we just went through. If I tab
button to activate, press
and hit the space bar on the second button,
push to talk, check box, check, clear check mark, press space bar.
There is push to talk,
set button to activate, press space bar.
Now there's a set button. I haven't fooled around with all of these options, so I would like to a little bit more, but we'll be talking with a few people on the Klingo channel who have used Loud Talks and who really like it. So let's tab.
Hands-free, check box, check. Clear check mark, press space bar.
There's a hands-free. There's a hands-free mode. Now, I would go back to that quick start guide, and it's got some a link where you can look at hands-free mode. That is also a very detailed guide, so I would recommend you go check that out.
Set button to activate, press space bar.
There's a set button.
Repeat last message, check box, check. Clear check mark, press space bar.
Repeat last message, and we'll get into that when we're actually using the program.
Set button to activate, press space bar.
Set button.
Enable Vox for hands-free, check box, not check, so check, press space bar.
Enable Vox for hands-free. If you want hands-free mode, you'll want to check this box.
Vox settings.
Vox settings.
New conversation alert, check box, check. Clear check mark, press
space
bar.
New conversation alert. Now, these are sounds. So, new conversation alert. And if you tab,
test button to activate,
there's a test button. And if you press the test button, it's going to play a sound. Hold on a second. Okay, you won't be able to hear it because I need to change my device to my Sound Blaster card, and that way you can
change dot 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 button to activate incoming message alert checkbox check test change dot 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 clear to send alert check test button to activate press space bar change dot 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 okay button to activate
okay I'm gonna tab
cancel button to act button to act. Playback device combo box Logitech USB headset for
I want SB Live. SB Live.
Left right slider 79% to increase or decrease your recording. Left right slide. Left voice. Okay, but cancel button to active. Apply button to activate. Press space bar. Button to act. Button to push the talk. Hand set button to repeat last message checkbox. Set button to act. The Nick Fox settings. New conversation alert checkbox check. Clear check. Test button to activate.
Okay, let's see if this works now. All right, it's working. So new conversation alert.
Change dot 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 button to activate. Press space
and
bar.
And you can change the sound if you want.
Incoming message alert checkbox check. Clear check. Press
incoming message alert. And it's checked. And if you tap,
test button to act.
If you tap the test button, okay. I don't know if you guys are hearing this. Hold on a second.
Incoming message. Change dot dot test button. Lock settings. The next set. Repeat set button. Tap set button. Push button. Button to act. Button to act. Button to activate. Press apply button to activate.
Okay, because I'm trying to
button to active, button to act, button to activate, press, playback device, SB Live, 24, left right slider, 79%, recording device combo box, Logitech USB headset, left right, no, oh, cancel, button, apply button.
All right, so I changed it to,
repeater,
lost focus here.
Gold, title is Gold Wave, PC cursor, audio repeater, loud text options, music.
Loud talks
cancel button
options.
To activate, button 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 to activate, but cancel button to button to activate.
Let's push the, go to the second
set,
button.
Set, repeat, set, box, new conversation, test button to activate, press space bar.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to remove my, because I'm wearing two sets of headphones. I've got earbuds plugged into the Sound Blaster, and I've got my USB headset working. And I've got audio repeater running. So I'm going to remove my USB headset so I don't get it confused. I want to make sure that Loud Talks is on the correct device. So I'm going to remove it real quick and start playing sounds.
Change dot 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 button to active. Test button. Change incoming message. Test button to active. Change dot dot dot. Clear to send. Test button to activate. Press space. Clear to send. Alert checkbox check. Test button to activate. Change dot 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 button. Okay button. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Okay button. List new busy office home. Free of free. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
All right. I'm putting the headset back on now. And getting my mic and everything adjusted. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry for the handling noise there. Okay. So I basically showed you the menu and options. So what we're going to do now is we are going to go to the Echo on my contact list.
Echo available.
Echo available. And what we're going to do is we're going to hit, you can just hold the F7 key down and speak, but those are only for short messages. What you want to do mainly are probably long messages. So for short messages, hold down the F7 key and speak. For longer messages, hold Control F7. And then release. All right, so let's give this a try. Let's hold down F7. Hello, this is a test. Thank you. Hello, this is a test. Thank you. Okay, so basically the Echo is sort of like the like a loopback, and it's allowing us to receive our messages to see if our audio is working correctly. So let us try Control F7. That sound means that I'm able to speak. That's okay. Oopsie, there was a problem there. Control F7. That sound means I was able to speak. Hello and welcome. We are doing a test for Blind Cool Tech. And we are testing out the program Loud Talks. That sound means I was able to speak. Hello and welcome. We are doing a test for Blind Cool Tech. And we are testing out the program Loud Talks. Okay, so there's a little bit of a background noise due to the fact that I got everything kind of set up interesting around here, but that is basically how Loud Talks works when you're chatting online with somebody. And I've added the Clango channel to my list of contacts and channels. So we're going to go to that Clango channel. Actually, I'm going to private chat Pitchiok or Pissiok, and I'm going to let him know that I'm available to talk on the Clango channel.
Pitchiok is home.
So I'm going to Control F7 and send him a message. Hello, Paul. This is Melissa. I'm back. I had some really serious computer issues and had to reboot at least 3 or 4 times. But I am here recording the podcast for Blind Cool Tech. Are you ready for me to go on to the Clango channel? And now we wait for his response.
Yes, of course I am.
Okay, so what we are going to do now is we're going to...
Clango available. Clango users online 8.
Clango users online 8. Okay, so there's 8 people in this channel. I'm going to hold down the Control F7 and I'm going to begin speaking. Hello everyone, this is Music underscore Rain, aka Melissa Rowe, aka Starlight on Clango. I am recording a podcast for Blind Cool Tech on the Loud Talks program. I'm currently connected to the Clango channel, and is there anyone here who would like to give their input about this program? So now?
Yes, of course, I could describe it a bit because I'm using it since 2 months. Actively using it since 2 months, and I think I know a lot of things about it, so I could describe it in a few words.
All right, so why don't you introduce us to yourself and go ahead and tell us what you think about the program.
I somehow forgot about it. So, I am Paweł Masarczyk from Poland, and I discovered this program in June and decided to promote it among blind community. Oh, I'm sorry, it's my Clango. And promote it among blind users. The goal of this program is to provide people and groups ability to talk using simple push-to-talk solution. So, you just hold the key, speak, and then release it, like in the classic walkie-talkie.
All right. So, basically, he is telling you how he found the program and other things that he feels that are important. And so, basically, he's told you about that. So, alrighty then. So, what do you think of the program as far as accessibility, and how do you do certain things such as adding someone to your contact list or accepting their request or creating groups and stuff like that? How do you do stuff like that? You know this program a lot more than I do.
The program is very accessible. In my opinion, the interface of this program is very similar to this we already know from Skype. But unfortunately, there is a little accessibility glitch with NVDA. For some reason, it doesn't read any list boxes, even when Microsoft Narrator does. Many actions you mentioned before are available in Tools menu. You have their options such as Add Contact, Add a Channel, or Create a Channel. Accepting our requests, it's a bit harder because you have to use a JAWS cursor or a window eye mouse or however you call it in your own screen reader and go down to the bottom of the window, and there is a status bar with a number of new events, something like 1 or 2, and you have to click with left mouse button this number, and then will pop up a context menu with all new events.
All right, so basically what he's saying is everything you pretty much can find in the Tools menu except for accepting requests and authorizing people to add you to their contacts, that you need to use your JAWS cursor or window eyes mouse and kind of tweak around with it. It's towards the bottom of the window, he says. And you'll also notice he has text added to his personal status in the contact list window. It says at home. So we are going to add text to our status. So we'll be talking to him again in a moment. So how do we do this? Well, you need to go to Jaws Cursor. And go towards the bottom of the window.
Bottom of files. Start button. Graphic 30. Start button. Graphic title. System. PC cursor. Title list. Music. Rain. Loudspeaker. Button to activate. Press. List view. Blank. List view. Blank. Root Jaws. Status. YouTube. Music. Rain. Dot. Graphic 4.
Okay. I root Jaws to PC.
Blank. Users online. Blank. Available.
Okay. So where it says available.
Echo. Available. Blank. At home.
No, wait.
Testing the loud talk speed. Dot. Graphic 852.
There we go.
Testing the loud talk. The. Testing. Home. At. Home. At. Home. Testing. Left mouse button. Context menu. To navigate. Press up or down arrow. Busy. Available. A. Offline. O.
Oh, whoops. Where does it
PC
say available? It did say available, but I didn't know if it was the Echo.
Echo. Available.
Okay, let's click.
Right mouse button. Echo available. Available. PC cursor. PC at home. Echo available. Root Jaws at home. PC at home. Testing the loud. Testing the loud. Testing the loud. The. Loud talk. P. Dot. Graphic 852. Dot. P. Talk. Loud. The. Testing.
Okay, we have to right mouse button on here. The testing, because it shows my status, and I put testing the Loud Talks program earlier. So wherever it shows your status, which by default, when you sign in, it'll say available. I'm going to right click on here.
Right mouse button. Edit. Testing the Loud Talks prog. Type of text.
Okay.
H. C. T. Blank. Blank. E. T. Space. S. E. T. Blank.
I deleted my other status, so I'm putting testing loud talks as my status. So what you want to do is you want to find that available or that default status and right mouse click on it. And I did, and it said edit and allowed me to put a text message to my status. Just like for Pitchiok or Pisiok, it says at home.
Pitchiok at home, free or free.
Alrighty, so you can, to add a channel, like I added Clango, you would do Alt-T for tools.
Menu, add a contact, dot, map, delete, create a group, add a channel, dot, A.
Add a channel.
Menu, add channel, wizard, dialogue, enter channel name, edit, type of text.
Enter channel name, edit.
Show online channels only, checkbox not checked, so check press space bar.
Show online channels only, and I don't have it checked.
List view, zero items, to move to items, use the arrow keys.
And it would say list view, and this would be where your search results are. Once you select a channel that you want,
cancel button, enter channel name, edit, type of text.
There would be a next button, but obviously we didn't select a channel, so that is basically how you would add a channel.
List view, busy at home.
So, and I'm still learning a lot with this program too. So, there is, once we go to tools menu,
add a contact, dot, dot.
There's add a contact.
Leaving menus, add contact, wizard dialog, enter username or email address below, enter username or email address below, edit, type of text.
So it says, enter username or email address below. My username on LoudTalks is music_rain. Music_rain is my username.
Cancel button to activate, press space bar.
And then there's cancel button.
Enter username or email.
And obviously, you're not going to have a next button right now because we didn't even enter a username. So let's get out of here. Okay, so we're back at our contact list. So let's Alt-T for tools
menu, add a contact,
again.
Delete, select, create a group, dot, add a channel, create a channel, dot, C.
There, now there's create a channel, so let's go in here.
Leaving menus, create channel, wizard dialog, enter channel name, edit, type of text. Enter channel description below, edit, type of text.
So there's enter channel name, the new tab, and it says enter channel description below.
Anyone can listen and talk, radio button checked, 102, to change the selection.
Anyone can listen and talk, so it gives you options.
Cancel button to activate, press space bar.
And then cancel.
Enter channel name, edit, type of text.
So that's basically how you create a channel. Now, the difference between adding a channel and creating a channel is adding a channel is just adding it to your contact list, and it allows you to connect to it. You can have it set. There is a connect automatically. If you hit the applications key on the channel, it'll say connect automatically or just connect. It depends. So that you can easily do. And we're going to escape out of here. So I've basically showed you how to use LoudTalks, and blind people are encouraged to come over and give it a try and give the developer some feedback. Now, the gentleman we were speaking with earlier has been using LoudTalk for quite some time, and apparently he communicates to the person who created this program. And he is encouraging blind people to come and try it. So that is definitely something you will want to do. So we're going to go back up into the
Clango Users Online 8.
Clango Users Online 8, and we are going to Control F7 and send out a final transmission before we exit the program and try the Windows Mobile client. All right, then. So I've been doing the podcast for a while, showing them the features and options in this program. Before I exit the LoudTalk on my PC and go to the mobile client, is there something you would like to tell the podcast? Anyone here on Clango?
Great that you mentioned mobile phones. I've emailed Arthur today. And he told me that they are working on mobile clients for Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone. And in further future, they also maybe consider Symbian as well. Some tips, I don't know if you have shown them how to change a status message. If not, it's just a right mouse click on a status bar on the bottom of the window. If you have any particular questions regarding interface or anything, you can ask them now before you will go to the mobile client and show them how it works on your mobile phone with Windows Mobile.
Everything seems pretty self-explanatory. I've been showing them the menu, the tools menu, the options. I took them into the options. So that's why I've been talking over here, but I haven't been sending out any transmissions, but is there a way that that Blind Cool Tech listeners can contact you since you were the reason behind this podcast?
On LoudTalk, my nickname is Picok, like almost everywhere on the internet. It's spelled P-I-C-I-O-K. My email address is pawelmasarczyk@gmail.com. And this email will let you find me also on places such as Twitter, Facebook, Skype, and so on. And I think it's enough for now to contact me. Also, it's worth mentioning that author of this program is really interested in having blind people here, in improving accessibility, so keep emailing support@loudtalks.com about your suggestions, about your feature requests, about bugs you have found, and everything that we would like to have changed in LoudTalks.
Amazing. All right. Well, we will be exiting the client now, and we will be returning using the Windows Mobile client. We'll see you soon.
Good luck. See you and hear you later. Have fun.
Oh, he is amazing. He is a very smart guy. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going
to
hit the Alt key
status, the move for light
in the status menu.
Sign out. Exit. Exit.
And you can either sign out or exit. I chose to exit at this time. A couple of things I want to tell you before we change to the mobile client. First of all, if you simply Alt F4 out of the LoudTalk window, you may hit the Control F7 to talk with whoever you're talking with. If you do want to change contacts, you will have to bring the window back up again. LoudTalk will reside in your system tray. So you may go to your system tray and locate LoudTalk and access it from there. Alrighty. And also another thing to mention is when I was doing Control F7 to do my messages, I would, after releasing them, I would hit F7 after I was done speaking. But I was just, you are going to have to tweak around with this. I just got the program today, and so far, I've been enjoying it. So if you would like to add me to LoudTalk, it's music_rain. Also, I have another account on Windows Mobile because Windows Mobile was also trying to get me to sign up for an account, and I was trying to use my original username, which was music underscore rain, and it said that username is unavailable and it would not let me even when I entered my password. So I created another account and it's simply music rain. No underscore for that one. That is my mobile account. And all right, let's get on with the demonstration. I have here my Ozone, HTC Ozone from Verizon. I'm going to go to the start menu, and I would recommend just getting the cab file, copying it to your device, and running it strictly, installing it on your phone. I like this mobile client because it gives me access to talk via voice chat while I'm out of town or doing something. So, what I'm going to do is go into my start menu and I'm going to try and keep this phone close, this thing close, and I will always repeat what I'm doing because my talks is pretty fast. So, but the whole point is not how to use talks, it's how to use loud talks. So let us go into start menu. Loud talks, let's hit enter. I already have my account and everything set up on here. So when it comes up, all I'm going to do is hit the left soft to sign in. So I hit the left soft key to sign in. All right, so just it's telling me that it's signing in, blah blah blah. Okay, what it did say is it said Klango Users Online 7. So if I down arrow, Echo available. All right, so your main thing that you're going to want to do is left soft is PTT or push to talk, right soft is your menu. So left soft PTT, right soft menu. So we're on the Echo, so I'm going to hit the left soft key and speak into the phone microphone. Hello, this is a test for Blind Cool Tech, testing the LoudTalks client for Windows mobile phones. Okay, so the microphone isn't all that good, so, but it's a Windows mobile phone, so we'll sound like we're chatting on the phone. So, I believe this program also uses, or uses, I believe this program uses Speaks, the codec. That's, I believe, what my friend had told me. You may also contact him using his information he gave earlier, but right now we're going to connect Klango Users Online 7, selected one of two. I hit the left soft key to select it, and now it says left soft PTT, right soft menu. Now, if you hit the menu key, it's going to have almost the same, it's not going to have a menu bar layout, but it's going to have pretty much the same stuff that's in the PC client. Adding a contact, adding a channel, creating a channel, blah blah blah. It's going to have all of that. So let's hit the left soft key and speak. Hello, everybody. This is Melissa Rowe, and I'm on the LoudTalks mobile client, and I'm still on the Blind Cool Tech podcast. Is there anyone out here who wants to speak? Now let's wait for a response. That beeping sound, if you hear.
Hello, Melissa. It's nice that you are back and that I can hear you sound like through real ham radio with all this noise in the background made by your phone's microphone.
Oh, I sound like I'm operating a ham radio. Okay. All right. Let's send out a couple more transmissions just for the fun of it. Oh. Okay. Another Klango user just transmitted something. I unfortunately did not quite catch what he said, but there are other users online, so. All right, so before I conclude the podcast, is there anybody who would like to speak? Anyone else? There are 7 users online according to this mobile phone, according to Loud Talks. So, anyone out there who wants to speak? Let's give everybody a... He basically is translating in Polish so that anyone else who wants to speak, because not everybody on the channel.
I'm strongly afraid that there is no one who would like to share his or her experiences about this program at the moment. Maybe they are away or sleeping already, who knows, but still I think this podcast will be a lot of fun and it will be very useful for new users of Loud Talks. I hope we encouraged you to use this program, which is really great application to chat online in groups, and not only. It takes very little bandwidth. It has a history. It has a really advanced interface. It has an author and the team of authors who are working on accessibility and new features. There are many, many cool features coming soon. And I really recommend this program.
All right. Awesome. All right. Well, I'm going to be exiting the mobile client for now and concluding the podcast. So I might be back online in a little while. So you guys have a wonderful day. Bye. All right. So...
listeners of this episode of Blind Cool Tech. Straightly from Poland, from Paweł Masarczyk. Greetings for all our listeners, for everyone. Have a nice day.
All right. You heard what he said. Have a nice day. I'm sorry if I couldn't bring the phone any closer to the mic. I did it as best I could. So we're going to write menu. Write soft, I mean. I know. Compact. Turn off screen. And then we have 8 history, and I skip that. 9 change password.
0 options.
Options.
Sign up.
Sign up.
Add a contact.
Add a contact.
Delete selected contacts.
Delete selected contacts.
Add a channel.
Add a channel.
Create a channel.
Create a channel.
Report a problem.
Report a problem.
About
Loud Talks.
Exit.
Exit. Okay, let's hit enter. And we have successfully exited Loud Talks. And so that's basically it. Signing out and exiting are 2 different things. All right, so that is basically what we have in store for you guys today for this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. You may contact the gentleman who was the reason behind this podcast. All I did was put it together, and I did a little homework myself, and I enjoy the program, and I'm hoping that you will too. If you would like to contact me, you may contact me on Loud Talks. Music_Rain is my username, and I could be online. You just never know. You may contact me via email, chocolatelover@msn.com. Chocolate Lover is spelled chocolate lover, L-O-V-E-R, @msn.com. And also, I am on Klingo, and my username is Starlight. So if you would go on Klingo, you may contact me there. Well, that about does it for this podcast. I hope it has been of a great resource to you. I've enjoyed it.
Title is Gold Wave.
Myself, and I'll be looking forward to hearing from you guys. You take care, God bless, and have a wonderful day. Bye.